from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
Oh, just because we respect the Olympics.
I can't believe these opening ceremonies are just wrapping up.
Go USA.
We were talking about them during transition. That is an eternity. I know people will watch it back in prime time, but my God. I feel like everyone likes the Olympics more than me. And I don't dislike...
They don't like the Olympics more than they like you. It, yeah. It only happens once every 4 years. It's, they more don't like than it more
I,
than you.
More than I like the Olympics.
Dude, stop being so self-deprecating. Yeah, the weekend's coming up.
Have you ever tried being as personable as the Olympics? or even as patriotic as the Olympics?
Yeah. Definitely not. Definitely.
People like that.
Figure that and try that. And then they're going to say... Oh, curling or Danny Parkins? Danny Parkins.
You ever try giving out a medal to someone for doing something good?
People like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just play a song whenever they accomplish something?
You ever try forcibly injecting steroids into a track and field runner?
No, I've never done that.
You should, and people would like you more than they like the Olympics.
Makes it more likable. Okay. Yeah, well, syntax got me again.
Would you send Jakari Richardson to the what word am I looking for? The shed for smoking weed?
No.
You wouldn't. So people would like you people more like than they like the Olympics.
I'm saying people like the Olympics more than I like the Olympics. And I don't I don't dislike the Olympics. It's fine. If I tune in, I enjoy it, but I don't normally go out of my way to tune in. But the pomp and circumstance of this opening ceremony, all of a sudden Celine Dion, it looked like it was incredibly powerful. She was just singing on top of the Eiffel Tower in the rain. And if you were the flag bearer, like LeBron's the flag bearer for Team USA, wouldn't you be a little bummed that you're on a boat instead of walking in to an Olympic stadium holding the flag? He was just stationary on a boat holding the flag. Like he wasn't walking with the flag. He was just holding the flag.
I mean, do you think he had to walk with the flag at some point? Like once he gets in there, he'll probably have to walk with it.
Into the stadium?
Yeah.
I only saw him on the boat.
Like this isn't a Boston duck boat or a Wisconsin Dells duck boat. They don't do land and water. They're going to have to dock at some point after he throws his cement mixer into the French Sea or whatever the hell river is over there.
Yeah. But okay, so you're saying, all right, yeah, that's true. I didn't see the end of the ceremony. So you're saying they went into a stadium. I thought that maybe they were just, it was all happening on the river.
No, that's just the parade part.
That's just the parade part.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the videos I saw, it was giving very much Hunger Games. Like, how many athletes are we murdering in this Olympics?
I don't know, man.
I was looking for Plutarch out there.
I never understand. There's always a bunch of like themes and choreographed dances and things that are just way, way, way over my head. But I'll check it out. Could you be an Olympian?
Yeah, 100% equestrian.
Equestrian.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. I could ride the crap out of a horse.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yeah. I used to go to horse camp, me and my cousin Connor in Wisconsin, about 5 summers in a row from when I was like 10 or 8 to 13. Went to horse camp.
This might be mean, and I don't mean it to. Aren't you too big?
I wasn't when I was 8.
Okay.
And even now I'm not.
No, you're not too big to be an Olympic jockey?
No, this isn't jockey. This is like performative. This is like barrels and stuff like that.
Oh, so those are bigger. Those people are bigger than jockeys?
The horses are a little bit bigger than the racehorses, yeah. Yeah.
And so the people that ride them are bigger than the jockeys?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yep. I could teach a horse no problem.
How the hell?
Yep.
That's
fascinating. They put him on a plane. Yeah. Equestrian. Tanny?
Well, okay.
No, go ahead, Danny.
No more questions.
No. I just had more questions for Shane.
My horse at horse camp, 3 of the 5 years, his name was Oreo. And then he died. I didn't get Oreo my last 2 years. No, it wasn't me. It was not me.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Did it kill itself?
Yep. Yeah.
Shane's coming back.
No, I love horse camp. It was someplace in Wisconsin, some farm. It was like 25 minutes from my cousin's house, so they put us on a school bus every morning and then send us back. But we do like 8-hour days, 4 or 5 days a week for
a
summer.
So this isn't about speed. This is about jumping and balance and tricks and things like that.
Yep. I could also do shooting.
Shooting?
Yeah.
On a horse?
I mean, that's part of it, I think. Not the equestrian, but like the other, the shooting.
Separate event.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that.
You're not going to be shooting while riding a horse.
I could if I wanted to.
All right, that's your own event. All right, well, we'll revisit this later on in the show. Pick other events that we could be Olympians in. I'd like to see you ride a horse. Could you ride a horse tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely.
There's a horse outside, you could ride it.
Yes.
Saddle? Yeah. No saddle.
Both, whatever.
Both. You could ride a horse bareback.
Yes, I can.
Huh.
Yep.
Last time I doubted you on an act of physical strength, you broke an apple in half with just your hand.
Yeah, one hand, by the way.
One hand.
Yes, stop doing that.
All right, I'm going to stop doubting you. You're a very, very talented man.
I love when that video pops up on our Twitch. I know we're late, but I'm just like, because I wasn't here that day, and I just look at it like, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Sean Anderson.
Yeah, mid-show, prominent. I went to Bockwinkel's, and I bought a couple different types of apples, so there'd be no question.
Was this a COVID show?
No. No.
I don't think...
To show you weren't here.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we tried to have fun.
So serious, strong-minded things. Yeah, we stopped talking sports. Anyway, Dave Watts, that was at Bears practice today with his good friend Matt Eberflus. He tells us stories next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.